Broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for FinTech South 2018. Brought to you by PPRO, taking the complexity out of payments. Now, here are your hosts.
And we are back from FinTech South 2018, broadcasting live from the end zone of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. What a beautiful venue. What a great time we've had. We've already caught up with some old friends, making some new ones. Lee, this is going to be a fantastic segment. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast from Fat Merchant, Miss Sanera Madani. How are you?
I am excellent, guys. Thanks so much for having me. And it is such a beautiful stadium. Walking in, I literally was like, this is the coolest venue to have a show. I mean, this is just, it's surreal.
Have you been, what's your 40 time? Have you timed yourself running the 40 on the field?
I haven't, but it would probably be under 2 minutes for sure.
So can you tell us a little bit about Fat Merchant?
Absolutely. So Fat Merchant is a subscription-based payment technology company, and what we do is unlimited credit card processing for small to medium-sized businesses for a flat monthly subscription. So what makes us super unique, where the industry charges basis points and, you know, all these different percentages, and it's really hard to understand a credit card processing bill for a small business.
Right, you have to know math.
You got to know, not just math, you've got to know calculus. And what we do is we completely simplify that process, and we take them directly to Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express, and we cut out all the middlemen and all the middle fees. So they're paying true direct costs, just like a Walmart or a Best Buy would pay, but they're in exchange for that, they pay a monthly subscription. So we're a SaaS company, and what we do is we have awesome technology, so however the business wants to accept payments, we have a solution for that, and if they are already loving the solution that they're using, 9 out of 10 times we have an integration for that technology.
So now, what's your role with the company?
I am the CEO of the company.
So how did that come about?
Yeah, so I launched the company in 2014. My background was in payments. I was selling merchant services, credit card processing, door to door. And as a millennial that was subscribing to every product under the sun, I said, why isn't subscription being applied to payments? All of my customers would complain about the high rates, the lack of transparency, the lack of technology, and also the lack of service. And I took the idea back to my old bosses and I said, hey guys, I think this is going to be a fantastic product. We should cut out all of the ways that we traditionally make money and just be transparent about it and charge a flat monthly subscription for their businesses. And they did not like the idea, and then I took it back to another company, and I took it to another company because, yeah, right.
I'm gonna have to do this myself.
Exactly. So after about a dozen no's, I decided at the age of 26, I had $20,000 in the bank, and I gave myself 6 months to go find Mr. Visa. And definitely was no easy feat, but with a ton of hard work, good luck, an amazing business model, as well as a fantastic team, we were able to get Fat Merchant off the ground. And FAT actually stands for Fast Affordable Transaction Technology, but it was meant to be everything all the payment companies weren't. Our first year in business, we did $5 million in payments. And then we did $110 million the next year, and
wow,
then $750 million. Last year we broke $1 billion, and this year we're going to break $2 billion in payment processing. So we're no longer, you know, Sanera's small payment processing company. We're on the map, and it's really fantastic to see the customer's response. It was a product that was needed in the marketplace where there hasn't been transparency for business owners in the past.
Right. Well, that's probably why people were hesitant when you had the idea and you were coming to them, because they're like, hey, we make all our money on this kind of the creep of adding more fees hidden in their bill.
Absolutely.
And you're kind of taking that away.
Yeah, you know, we save our businesses 30 to 40% on their payment processing fees. I mean, so that's substantial. I mean, that's thousands of dollars for any business, not just small business. And now we've kind of, what I love about it is if you Google Fat Merchant, you will just see tremendous reviews, our NPS score. So that's a way for businesses to understand how their, you know, how their customers view them, is the highest in our industry. So we're at a 70 plus NPS score, whereas our industry is at a negative 20.
Right.
So, I mean, we're doing something right, and we're super proud, and our customers love it, and we want to continue to deliver the best products and technology and ease of use in accepting payments.
Now, do you think that it was advantageous for you to be based here in Atlanta?
Yes, absolutely. So we actually are headquartered in Orlando, Florida, and our growth was really, we have our headquarters there. We have about 60 employees in Orlando. However, we knew that we had to make our way to Atlanta. This is FinTech Alley. This is 70% of all transactions flow through Atlanta. So as a company that's doing $2 billion in payments and growing, we need to have a presence here. And we actually found an amazing strategic investor. So Fulcrum Equity just recently invested about a $6 million round into Fat Merchant. And they're based here in Atlanta, and we couldn't be more proud to be here in Atlanta. The community has been so, so welcoming, and we're just now establishing a presence here. We are hiring, and we're looking to continue to expand our team and our presence in the Atlanta region.
And then when you're here, are you coming here for the talent? Are you coming here for the connections? I mean, you mentioned that this is Transaction Alley for payments processing. Or is it all the above?
It's all the above. I mean, Atlanta has so much to offer. So one, like I mentioned, this is FinTech Hub. So talent is here that has experience in payments, and that's sometimes tough to find elsewhere. And then as well as just the community and the connections and just the fostering environment of I was very surprised on, it doesn't feel like a competitive landscape. Every payment company has actually just reached out and welcomed us and said, hey, we love what you're doing and we want to find a way to partner. And so there's multiple reasons. And then Atlanta, just the city itself, I mean, it's just, there's so much to do. It's very easy to recruit talent, and it's super fun. And so I think it's a very great move for us.
Now, how do you attack a show like this? It seems like there's down every aisle in Innovation Alley.
Well, you have to do a radio interview.
You had to do that first.
Hey,
this
is how you start the day with a radio interview. So that's on lock. So I think we've done plenty of conferences in the past, and I think the best way is to ensure that you're dividing and conquering. So we've got a small team here, but it's not just me solo. So I'm speaking at 2:10 on PayFac, which is payment facilitation. So I'm doing my thing, as well as like the radio interviews and other interviews and things like that. And we've got our meeting set up. But then the rest of our team has their goals on what they're here for. So I think if you divide and conquer, you show up to the events and you actually network. So you're not just hanging out in your booth or in your corner and having real conversations.
Balls. You recommend not to do that.
No, we don't have squishy balls. We've got some really cool screen cleaners. So that's what we have at our booth. Yeah. But and some really fun conversations. Our logo is like a really cute pig. His name is Benji. So he's really hard to miss. And no one forgets Fat Merchant.
That's for sure.
Do you see the logo t-shirt right here? In the paparazzi out here out front?
Look at that.
Yeah.
So now, if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, so the best way to get in touch is fatmerchant.com. So that's FATTMERCHANT.com. And we have a full staff that's always available. I mean, real humans, real people. So you can chat with us online. You can, send us an email at info@fatmerchant.com to reach out to me personally. So I'm very social on social media. So you can follow me on Twitter at Sanera Madani. You can add me on LinkedIn at Sanera Madani. And I run a really fun Instagram blog called Mom Boss Blog. So that's what I do on my free time. I have a 2-year-old daughter. Her name's Mila. And it's been really, really fun being a mom, as well as juggling this really fast growing company. And so I kind of showcase the other side of my world. So you can follow me on Mom Boss Blog on Instagram, and I always accept direct messenger there as well. So, and my email is, it's my first name at Fat Merchant. That's the way, honestly, to any founder, any founder's email is like first name at company. So it's very easy to get in touch with anyone.
Now, a merchant, who is your target market? What kind of company is a perfect fit for Fat Merchant?
So for Fat Merchant, our primary demographic is established businesses, or businesses that are doing more than $10,000 to $20,000 a month in credit card processing. $10,000 per month is kind of our break even for our customer, because we are subscription based. And so for us, we work really well with customers who are do have are processing transactions already, or are intending to process roughly more than $10,000 per month, and or a customer that has multi locations, or that needs, you know, that needs e-commerce, they need mobile, and they need everything to talk to each other. Because now, you know, Sally's Cupcakes, now she doesn't just accept payments on her terminal anymore. She has a, you know, she has an online store. She goes to a trade show. She needs a mobile device. She has a catering business, so she uses QuickBooks invoicing. Well, none of these solutions talk to each other. So she has four different merchant accounts, four different fees, four different things that are going on, and not one throat to choke. And what we do is we consolidate all of that, so she can continue to use QuickBooks. She can have a mobile device at her trade shows. She can use the Verifone terminal or point of sale that she's using, and we can integrate with her Authorize.net shopping cart. But what we do is we tie all of that back into one single dashboard for her, one single merchant account, one single source. And so she can really understand the overall health of her business and have a true partner that fits across every which way that she takes payments, all while saving 40% on her fees. Why would you not do that?
That's right. So that's why they're flocking to you?
That is why. That is why. And we'll take them all day.
Well, Sanara Madani with Fat Merchant, keep up the good work. And thanks so much for coming and hanging with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us. And this was super fun. And I look forward to hearing your show further.
All right. We'll be back in a few from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium and FinTech South 2018.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and PPRO. PPRO takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.